This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Thank you very much for taking the time to join us in our reflections. And I know there's a protocol that I need to go through. So I'm going to say all protocol observed. Today is the launch of the Vice Chancellor's Vlog Series. These are research related, and the question is, why are we placing so much emphasis or attention on research? And I know that in some spaces, the question is, how were these researchers identified? So maybe let me start with that elephant in the room, and then we can then reflect, have our reflections. When I joined MUT in March, I had already undertaken some research regarding MUT, a little bit of it. And then when I joined, part of the reason we had the 100 days was also for me to understand how MUT functions and what makes MUT to be what it is. And one of the things I quickly picked up was that, and I saw this on LinkedIn, there was a professor there whose work was being spoken about from MUT. I can't remember whether it's Naidu, I can't remember. And then it occurred to me that there's talent sitting at MUT that needs to be elevated. However, or in over and above that, I used to keep an eye when I was a vice chancellor in another university. When I joined that university, we were not doing well in research. We were number 24 out of 26 universities, and MUT was number 25 out of number 26. And I used to say, no man, we need to do better. And so that journey started. And for some reason I used to keep an eye on the MUT trajectory for reasons I do not know. Little did I know that 6 years down the line, I will be at MUT. So, based on my experience, I know that if you want research to flourish, even if you might be the vice chancellor, you need to work with your DVC, you need to work with your researchers. You need to create an enabling environment for your researchers. You need to take care of your researchers. You need to see them and you need to appreciate them. Because before we are managers, we are academics. And so we know the drill. So it is one of the things that I felt that we needed to do. And I also said that giving prominence to research does not mean that we are trying to be a UCT. We just want to be a university like any other university that appreciates that the core business is inclusive of research and also positioning our researchers. So that's how the vlogs were born. It is something that I did. Also, I introduced where I was coming from, and it was well received, and it helped us amongst the other many things that we were doing, because like I said, when I got there, we're in the similar situation like we are here now. So it is some of the things collectively that we did. But also, we changed our policies so that our policies could also be enabling. How? UCDG, we made sure that we get a little bit of money for replacement lecturers so that when academics go on research and development leave, they can do so knowing that somebody was going to replace them whilst they were out there. But also we said, we need a research and development leave which is parallel to the leave that we are taking, wherein a researcher would say, I need 6 weeks to go and do my research and I will generate an output and then we monitor you through the Senate and Higher Degrees Committee. We also had a little bit of money that we generated out of the UCDG for people to attend conferences, especially emerging researchers that do not have their own money. You go to conference for the first time locally, and then we say, okay, we don't need anything from you if it's your first time. But if you come knocking again, we say, now we need a research output from you, and we monitor and make sure that we get our research output. Parallel to that, we said, we must go back to school. Let's liberate ourselves from the notion that we are a university of technology, therefore, we do not have to go to school. We must. And even then, where I come from, we were exactly where we, there were 29% of academics who had PhDs. We did not fire people, but we said, let's go to school. And they went, moving from 29% to almost 40-something percent. Yes, goal. Because as an academic, if you want to be respected and taken seriously, you have to go to school. We liberate ourselves from Mr. and Miss, and we become doctors and professors. No? That's how you earn respect. You cannot be wanting to be taken seriously when I say, oh, Miss Banban. Ah! You have to be udokotela at the bare minimum. Why? Because you are what? An academic. So we need, therefore, to inculcate that in our academics so that when we walk tall, and we'll support you. So that's how these vlog series were born, and that is the thinking. Now, the other thing is, how were these researchers identified? The word on the street. I don't know. I said, I want researchers that we can include in the vlog series. So my assumption was the faculty deans identified the researchers. I don't know how it was done. But since now there's a view that others were excluded, we need to see those who were excluded and it. And then now, well, they should be part of the vlog series before the end of the year. In case someone who's doing great work for some reason was excluded. So that is how we are going to solve that problem. Colleagues, I sat for the vlog series with the researchers. And I must say, I was not only pleasantly surprised, but I was immensely proud of the MUT researchers, and I felt that we are sitting on a mine that we are not exploring. So I want to say, Prof. Mapalala, that these vlog series are the first step in us positioning and our researchers And if you kuti, once we are done, you run and you go to UKZN. You must stay here because if we work together, I can promise you in 2 years, people will be telling a different story about MUT. So I want us to work together and I want us to believe in each other. And our responsibility as managers is to take care of you and to make sure that you flourish. There are opportunities, there are conversations that I'm having. And there are opportunities for historically disadvantaged institutions, and that's what we are called. It is a nice thing because it gives us money. But it doesn't mean that we should regard ourselves as historically disadvantaged. We do so only when we want their money. So, I am going to explore those opportunities. Now, one of the things that we did, and I see there was no, I want to use a nice word, that's not going to get me into trouble. Leadership. In terms of how we apply for grants. And I'm saying this because most of the things that happened where I come from did not happen because the institution had money. They happened because of the grants that we put through. And we're very intentional. There's this grant called Sibusiso Bengu Grant that we applied for. And we said, for an example, we want to increase our postdoc research fellows. We said we want to have more technology in our classrooms. We said that we want to get money for our researchers to go and research and development leave to go and pursue their degrees and come back. And we asked for a lot of money. We got all of it. We put emphasis on the academic project. Now, I want us, when we get to that cycle, I don't know when this current one is coming to an end, that when we put our application through, we put it in such a way that we put the academic project right in the center. So that then our academics can thrive and academics can have access to the things that they want to have access to. Very soon, you will, via the office of the DVC RAI, know some of the things or some of the monies that we are trying to pursue so that we can support our researchers and by extension our academics. So colleagues, the launch is nothing but to create excitement around research. It is nothing but to say that this is a beginning of a journey. And ours is to make sure that we succeed. We have just appointed a senior director for operations. And his marching orders is for him to ensure we renovate where we need to renovate, be it classes or be it our lecture halls. Because if we want to succeed, we cannot just focus on you as researchers, but because of the nature of the programs that we offer and our identity as a university of technology, we need to make sure that our classrooms have assistive technologies, our laboratories. And already we are engaging other stakeholders because we have a challenge of land. We don't have sufficient land. So those are some of the things that we are busy with. And the reason we are doing that is because we want research and researchers to thrive. So, as the Office of the Vice-Chancellor, if you come and you need help and you are told by Professor Mapalala that money is finished and you want to go to a conference that is going to position you, raise your hand. If you want to go an R&D because you want to finalize that PhD and you need someone to a substitute and you are told there's no money, we'll find the money for you. We'll support you in every way that we can because we are on a mission. And please tell those other academics that never published that it is time. And we're going to have conversations with them in terms of their publications because, like I said, we'd like for us now to assert ourselves and to be taken seriously. Lanto yokuthi hayi umango suthu, they're always on administration. It should come to an end. And I rely on you and I have confidence in you that you'll help us to achieve just that so that even our students can be proud and want to come back. But as a stop, colleagues, you are doing great work in as far as your research is concerned. To those colleagues that I engaged with, please continue to do so. And if you need help, raise your hands. We are here to support you. We are proud of you. And I know Professor Mapalala, I don't know when we will finish that. I hope soon. We are working on our promotions and appointment policy. And, you know, I have expressed my views about certain things that I would like to see happening. I hope that we'll finalize that because I would like for us to make a call towards the end of the year. And I want the executive deans to check who is due for or eligible for promotion so that we can budget, so that people then towards the end of the year can respond to the call, and then we can appoint or promote people, not appoint, promote people next year, come January, because that is another way you see your researchers. I thank you very much.
This is an NUT Radio podcast.